Tab Cafe for Ronnie D. Of Ding Ding fame, Everyday Hurts. And in the absence that MAR has caused, in the last 2 weeks, I should say, we have now got rid of the heterodyne. In case you don't know what a heterodyne is, to the layman listeners, it's a whistle on the signal when it goes dark, as we are like rubbing up against another station, causing a whistle, which is a bit annoying. And that has now disappeared. So big cheers should go out from all our free radio supporters who live outside the Merseyside area. So the heterodyne has now disappeared in the hours of darkness, so you should get a good clear signal as soon as it starts going dark about 4:30 this afternoon.
John Dwyer.
With orchestral maneuvers in the dark and a song about electricity. It's going up, isn't it? All the time. You want to see our two bobs going into this meter? You see nothing like it. We put one in about every 15 minutes. Well, what do you expect with 400 watts? And now to our free radio supporters of this station, wherever you may be, local or way up in Blackpool where the Gary Wilde discotheque is up there, or maybe Manchester or down towards Stoke-on-Trent. For everybody who's connected with free radio, how about this? A little flashback of a jingle specially for you.
Wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a while.
many apologies there for the quality of it. It's not quite good enough, is it, really? Oh, that was for you anyway. Stuff the quality. Viola Will's going to get along without you now, taking us up to 1:30. Going to get along without you now. I've just finished off one of these cans of Heineken, so hang on a minute. Right, that's the end of that one. Right, crack open the other one. That'll take me till 2 o'clock. And you know what I've forgotten to do? I've forgotten to play me Jasper Carrot at 1:15, so that'll be following the next record, which is B.A. Robertson's Knocked It Off. Fancy forgetting Jasper Carrot. I don't know what's come over me today. I think it's the fact that I'm doing 4 hours. Anyhow, Jasper Carrot fans, do not worry, it's coming up after B.A. Robinson.
Getting a little breezy round the armpit, get off of wearing second-hand army kits.
Then pay a visit to Wallasey's leading male fashion shop, Strand of Liscard Road. Have a wide selection of shirts, trousers, jeans, shoes, jackets and knitwear. So if you're looking for the latest in male fashion, drop into Strand, and while you're there, go Strand for Hair. They specialise in unisex hairstyles, perms and tints. For an appointment, ring 051-630-3601. So go to Strand at 253 Liscard Road in Wallasey.
Some of us just haven't, some of us super sensitive, I'm Mr. Spock. Chose my vocation, took a little application. I'm an overnight sensation, the king of rock. Available for parties, bar mitzvahs and charities. Do another session, I'll be carried off. I have my creativity, think of my sensitivity. You know I really love my art.
I think you're a boring.
Knocked it off, yeah, I knocked it off. While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off. I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought of winning the game.
You knocked it off,
yeah, I knocked it off. While I was standing in the corner with the ball got crossed. I thought I'd have a go and shoot it, but I never thought I'd put it away.
You knocked it off.
Vermillion, have my house painted vermillion, but I'm still the same civilian. Even talk to me pop, I'm happy to be playing. What's that you're saying? There's gotta be a limo to take me down the shops. Tell them they can stuff it, I'm not about to rough it in some granada gear. I was taught by the pops. Pop folk are fickle when they get a little tickle, and they get a little sick when they get a little flop.
I knocked it off, you knocked it off.
While I was sitting in the corner with my tracksuit off, but I was hoping I'd be playing, but I never thought of winning the game.
You knocked it off,
yeah,
Robinson's knocked it off. That's how it got me Jesper Kyle record, you know. No, I didn't. It makes a nice Christmas present if you're thinking of buying somebody a record and they don't really like all the new music. And a bit of a comedy artist, Jesper Karas. So if you know somebody who's got a nice sense of humour, buy him the unrecorded Jesper Karas, which you're going to listen to a portion of now. It's coming up to 25 minutes to 2 on MAR, and this is Jesper Karas, all about zits.
They're all covered in zits. How do you know about them? Oh, I think we better cut the next 10 minutes. Oh. Well, just in case you don't know, now all it is, I'm just trying to introduce a word into the English language, which is zit, right? And I got it in America, right? And it's American slang for our spot or pimple. You know, really dull word. I'm going to spot you. Look at this pimple here. Look at that zit. You know, and then you can't resist them. One's on the forehead, a bit. There's your mom saying, "Don't touch your spots, Jesper, they'll spread." No, mom. So basically, if you can, just my ambition is to obliterate the word spot from the dictionary. So if you go about your work and your pleasure and things, if you come across spot, right, put zit in its place, and let's see if we can get it. Well, it, you know, some. Well, it, yes, some places it's working. Like on the south coast, I did a bit of a tour, and they really went for it down there. It's, oh yeah, like they put the football on the penalty zit, and there's competitions in the paper like zit the ball. Get put in is like zitted dick. That's great. Katie Zit. Do they let you bring your drinks in? No. Don't they? No. You miserable devils. Let them bring their drinks in. Shame. Oh, dear. I've got this mole, you know. Right. It's making hell of a mess of my garden. Well, it's strange, really, because, like, I bought a house out in the country about a couple of years ago, and I inherited this mole, right? And, like, well, being Birmingham-born and bred, you know, well, you don't come across a lot of moles in Birmingham, to be honest. Like, found a mole in Birmingham, they'd eat it. You know? And then we bought this house, like, and This mole has driven me mental. I tell you, like, if ever I cup hold of it, I'll bury it alive. I tell you. The mess they make, it's like, I spend hours on my lawn rolling it and cutting it, you know, and getting it all level, and you wake up next morning and zits all over your lawn. And I've tried everything to get rid of it. Well, the thing is, I mean, first of all, you think, oh, mole, get rid of the mole. So you go along to the hardware shop and you say, can I have a mole trap? See, sensible. And they sell it you with one of those knowing he'll be back smiles, you know. And you give him like a, no, I won't. And the mole trap's like a big metal thing, you know. And you have to, like, and you have to bait it with worms. Yeah, you know. I use spaghetti, hope they wouldn't notice the difference. So I got this trap and baited it with worms and things, and I put it into the run and covered it all over. See, and the mole came along, right, and ate all the worms and shoved the trap out the way. That's not playing the game, is it, really? No, no. And I tried it for about 4 or 5 months, you know, like, and like the mole just got immense. Like, stopped digging because I was feeding him all the bloody worms. So I went back to the hardware shop and he gave me his. And he sold me a box of fireworks, right? And called mole smoke. Yeah, and they're like Roman candles, you see. And like what you do, you light the end, and you stick it down the hole, you see. Like, and the smoke, which is heavier than air, lies in the run, is poisonous, and kills the mole. No, it doesn't. The moles love them. Oh, you can hear them. I've got a purple one. And after a while, you develop a mole twitch, you know. Like, have you got a mole? And people have got these loopy ideas how to get rid of moles and things. And they always start, the thing is, you're such a mental state, you accept them all, you know. They always start off by saying, like, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. So I was there, and this bloke says, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. He says, you've got to shove garlic and mothballs down the holes. They don't like the smell. Really? Yeah, it never fails. So I was there, 4 ton of the stuff. They ate the lot, completely. Oh, immense. Bigger mole, you know. This other bloke comes, he said, there's only one way to get rid of a mole. He says, you've got to buy those little wooden windmills from Woolworths. What? And I don't know, you know, those long wooden stick things, and it's got a plastic bit on the end which whirs round in the wind. He says, and you get one of them, he says, you stick it down the middle of the molehill till the end gets in the hole. He says, and when the wind sends the wordy bit round, it vibrates the stick and the noise scares the mole away. I stood for it. I stood for it. I had 200 of them in me lawn. First gust of wind blew the fence down. Boom. So it was just a while. When I finally gave up, it was a while ago. And I was in the local boozer, you know, and I was in the bar area. All the yokels coming in. I was sort of having a pint. And this bloke came in, you see. And he came to me, he said, here, oh yeah, you've got a mole.
If you're into music, then get into Reaction Records. Reaction have new and used records and tapes. They have imports as well as rarities and deletions. In fact, everything for the modern music buyer. You can find them in Victoria Road, New Brighton, Wallasey. Their number is 051-630-2816. They also open on Sundays from noon till 6 p.m. So remember their name. It's Reaction Records. Juvet and I Love America. That'll teach me to get around to playing Jasper Carrot on time. Very sorry about cutting that one off. It does go on for a bit of a while, the zits and the mole one together. So what I'll do is I'll repeat that one tomorrow completely. It tends to spoil it, you see. Now I'm running out of time drastically. Just 15 minutes left of me. And on now to my final track of the Blank Tapes EP Volume 1. We've had the Geisha Girls, the Zorky Twins, Junk Art, and next is Attempted Mustache. It's West Wallasey for minibus, trucks, vans and car hire. They offer you low rates, no mileage charges, first class service and complete insurance. For further details, give them a ring at 051638
2252. Or call to West Wallasey Garages, Leeso Road, Wallasey, just under the railway bridge. For vehicle hire, travel West Wallasey.
That's Attempted Moustache and You're the One from the EP of the Blank Tapes, Volume 1, available on Skeleton Records, Skeleton 002, and you can get that for 99p. And if you'd like to give them a ring in vast numbers, then ring 0689-73141. That's Pinnacle Distribution, 0689-73141, if you'd like hundreds and hundreds of copies of that record. Vincent Martin of 132 Butter Road, Wallasey says, sting them with your style. This winter, be it slinky and smart or cool and curly. The new fashion directions are reflected in the hairstyles. They are introducing Goldwell's new top chic colour system. Your problems are their concern, as they are experts with organic hair care. So why not pay them a visit for professional advice on cutting, conditioning, perming or colouring? Your hair is their business, so swing into the 80s with Vincent Martin, 132 Butter Road, Wallasey. Telephone 051 638 2167. Just 10 more minutes of me, and then it's over to Bert Williams for the rest of the afternoon.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to blame for being unfair? Oh, I can't sleep at night since you've been gone. I never weep at night. I can't go on. Don't you know I can't take it?
And another EP, that time from quite a few years ago, the Long Tall Sally EP, The Beatles, and I Call Your Name. Your name, my name, is...
You're listening to Johnny Dwyer.
And just a couple of minutes of me, two records to play, and then it's bye-bye time. Handing you over then to Bert Williams between 2 and 6. Lots of golden oldies, his theories on life, on the outer planets, and also all sorts of things like that. Bert Williams, the inimitable Bert Williams between 2 and 6. 6 and 8 is Michael Stand. 8 and 10, the 266 Disco Show for 2 hours this week. And 10 and 12, Paul Raven with Album Rock Music. They're the programmes from now till 12 o'clock. Barbet's Rise, something that Bert Williams is doing right now next door. He's just limbering up for 2 o'clock. And you're with the programmes of Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 Medium Wave Band. Sounds of free radio in the northwest of England. Are you wondering where to go for a meal in Wallasey at the right price? Then sweeten up at Sour Grapes. Sour Grapes is new, Sour Grapes is different. They offer meals for all tastes and at prices to suit your pocket. There's spicy chili con carne, Italian lasagna and cannelloni. Scampi wrapped in bacon, succulent prime steak grilled to your liking and garnished with red wine sauce. These are just an example of what they offer in addition to the usual steak and fish menus. And what's more, there's a separate cosy open fire lounge bar with a wide selection of wines, spirits, draft lager and bitter before or after your meal. Call in for Sour Grapes cheap midweek specials on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. All this with the best music and above all a friendly atmosphere. Where? At Sour Grapes Restaurant, bottom of Rosen Street, New Brighton, behind the Traveller's Rest. And time for my last record. Or what I can squeeze in before 2 o'clock. Run out of time again.
When the world is on your shoulder, gotta straighten up your act and boogie down. If you can't ain't get the feeling, then there ain't no room for you in this part of town. The party people not in day, living crazy.
shell and just enjoy yourself. Groove, let the medicine, the music get to you. Life ain't so bad at all.
You live it off the wall.
Six, 6 meters in the medium wave band. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio, and I'm Bert Williams, and I'm taking you through till 6. I'm sitting in for Paul J here. Well, actually, I'm not sitting in. Paul J has actually left the station, and he has. So I'm taking over the Paul J spot as from now, and I'll be with you every week on Merseyland Alternative Radio on Saturdays and Sundays from 2 p.m. in the afternoon until 6 p.m. in the evening. That's 4 hours every Saturday and Sunday from me, Bert Williams, your golden oldie specialist here on Merseyland on Alternative Radio. Also, on the first 2 hours of my show, my 4 hour show, I suppose you could call it this week, or the first half as one would put it, that's between now and 4 p.m, I'm going to be, if you've wrote into the station, well, I'm going to be replying to your letter over the air. I'll be reading out the letters briefly. Unfortunately for those people who wrote in letters and those that are expecting replies, apologies if you haven't had a reply, but we're very busy with other matters here on the station, so I'm afraid we haven't had much time really to do letters at all. We've been so busy with other matters that we just haven't had enough time, to do any letters. Anyway, getting on with the music now, with the time just coming up to 2:05. And I'm going back now to 1965. And this one was also re-released recently. And it's by Jerry and the Pacemakers, a very good tune to play on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And that's Ferry Across the Mersey.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say,
that's the Fab Four from Liverpool and the night before. Going on with the music now before I come back to the yap and the talking. And I've got a record now by Mary Ann Faithfull from 1964, and this is As Tears Go By.
Do
That's Mary Unfaithful there, and As Tears Go By. Apologies for the feedback there, but I forgot to switch the microphone off when I turned the monitor on, and of course we got that big howl, but you probably didn't hear it, because what happens when a signal in the studio here goes way over a certain level, the compression circuits go into what you would call cut-off, and we get like a blanking effect. In other words, I'll try and I don't think I'll bother messing around over there, but if I spoke very loudly into the microphone, my voice would probably blank on the peaks of the sound level. Anyway, going back to general things, last week Paul J and me were saying over there, Paul J's now left the station, that we were considering closing the station down because we had because we were having this difficulty in securing, finding transmitter locations, and we wanted people to write in with locations. Well, the way it was, you see, there was a bit of an internal dispute on the station last Saturday. Consequently, we weren't on the air for 10 a.m. and we didn't actually get on till 2 on last Saturday afternoon with the Paul J show and me. And of course, as a result of the dispute, both Paul J and me were in a rather bad mood, and we sort of said, well, we were considering closing the station down, but most of you listeners can rest assured that we're not going to, there's no way we are going to sort of give up easily, but we have got I'm just trying to think of the right way of putting it. We've got quite a few locations, but we haven't got as many as we would like to have. And we've been, but the thing is, you see, most of the locations we do have are not what we got through asking over the air. They're really what we've got through friends and people connected with the station generally know, acquaintances and so on, and that's how we've got them. But for our pleas and appeals over the air, we haven't actually had much response, and we've only had a small small amount of response. And the snag is that only on a lot of averages sort of thing, only a small number of locations are usually suitable anyway to get a reasonably good signal out, and for various other reasons. And one of the other reasons, of course, is that we have these vans and yellow vans, you see, as well. But anyway, as I said, we were just in a bit of a bad mood last week, and that's why we said that, because we sort of, we were all fed up, and there'd been an internal dispute in connection with some of the people who have to look after the station while it's operating, because we just can't sort of have one person to look after the entire one or two people. We have to have at least a certain minimum number to look after the station while it's on the air, because there's quite a lot involved in station security and so on. And that's just the way it was. We were in a bit of a bad mood last week, but another thing that happened, I'm going to say now, I hope you can bear with me, you people that don't like a lot of talking, because it won't be, this is only a bit of a freak. Generally, I won't be doing much talking at all, except reading out letters, so I hope you don't start tuning into anything else. But I was just going on to say that we said over there last Saturday we were considering closing down, but we only said that because we were in a bad mood, because of an internal dispute, but we soon resolved it. And the other thing was that our fans in the yellow vans came. We went off the air last Sunday afternoon. We came on at 10 a.m. as normal, but we went off last Sunday afternoon because I'm afraid our fans in the yellow vans turned up again, and I'm afraid that unfortunately they mobbed the station's aerial again. In fact, I think our fans were so, I think they'd probably been considering the situation, and they probably thought that they'd try and swing our opinion in a favourable direction for them, because we said something to the effect that we were closing down. So that is possibly the reason. I don't know, there could be half a dozen reasons why they came at 4 last Sunday afternoon. But anyway, we went back on at 6, that's at 6 and I, of course, lost my show on Sunday afternoon. And what happened then was we came back on a standby aerial, one that they hadn't actually mobbed, but unfortunately they came back again at about 20 past 7 and they even mobbed the standby aerial and ripped it down. And we came back on at 8, but we had problems with the third standby aerial. So this was rather unfortunate. Consequently, we were off the air then, and just one of those unfortunate things. But anyway, if we go off the air suddenly, you'll know what's happened. You know that we've had problems with one of our aerials, or our fans have turned up and they've mobbed the station's aerial again. Anyway, I better go on with the music now, and this is a record from 1970 by Derek and the Dominoes, and the title of this one is Layla.
Summer night. In a little cafe,
That's Marianne Faithful there, and Summer Nights. And as I was saying, the last letter I was reading out from was from Alan Hilton of Southside Radio in Dublin in Ireland. And thanks for writing in again. And I'd like to give a little message out now to any Irish stations that are listening over there. I would be interested in travelling over to Dublin. So if there's any stations over there, any pirate radio stations that would like to pay my expenses for the trip over there, in return I will do some technical work on the transmitters that you have over there, because I'm a very expert radio engineer, and if there's any little things you want doing, you know, you want your little improvements making or anything, well, I could do a certain amount of technical work in return for you paying me expenses to come over there, and also for you fixing up a place of accommodation. So that's a message going out to all you Irish stations out there over in Dublin and Dundalk, etc. From me, Bert Williams, and I'm Bert Williams, and this is of course Merseyland Alternative Radio, because as I said, I'd like to see some of the Irish stations, but I just haven't had time, and of course there's also the expense of doing, in fact, go over on my own. And I'll give you the mail address if you'd like to write in. The mail address to write to is MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. I'll give you that again. That's MAR 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Just trying to think what I was going to say next. There's so many things I've been going on about. I'm going on now with a record from the Crying Shames. That's the Crying Shames. And this one's from 1964. And it's Please Stay.
If I got on my knees and I pleaded with you not to go, but to stay in my arms, would you walk out the door like you did once before? This time, be different. Please stay. Would you leave me alone in my fear, knowing I need you so? Would you still turn and go this time? Be different. This time, be different.
Back to 1964 there, and that's Mary Ann Faithfull and Come and Stay With Me. And I'm Bert Williams here, and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266 meters. I'm still used to the old wavelength, I'm afraid. 266 meters, 1125 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And I've done the crystal this week, so we are in fact spot on 1125 kilohertz. And there shouldn't be any heterodynes. It's 25 minutes to 3 now, that's 25 minutes to 3. And I would just like to say that coming back to this business, we were asking for new transmitter locations yesterday. Well, what I'm doing at the moment is if anybody in high-rise flats is listening, if you live in a block of high-rise flats, we're offering the sum, that's a sum of, let's see how much it is now, £10 a week, that's £10 a week, regular, every week, if you're able to accommodate a Merseyland Alternative Radio transmitter and you live in high-rise flats. However, it is in fact essential that you live in high-rise flats if you are to receive a payment from the radio, Merseyland Alternative Radio station funds. And that is, you would receive a payment of £10 a week. Now, if you're able to help out, what you have to do is you have to write a letter, but it's very important that you deliver it in person at our mailing address of 22 Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. Now, it's very important that you don't send it through the post. You must deliver it in person. All you have to do is just stick it through the letterbox. You don't have to call. Just go and stick it through the letterbox, but the main thing is, if it's delivered in person, there's no possibility of it going astray in the post or anybody interfering with letters or anything. So it's very important that you do this, and it would also be desirable from the point of view of anybody else that would like to help the station by offering transmitter locations to deliver letters in person, if possible. But in the case of the high-rise flats where we're offering payments, it is in fact essential that you deliver the letter in person. So as I say, at the present time we're offering 10 a week, that's £10 a week, and you would get that indefinitely for the use of a room, that's a room to accommodate a Maryland alternative radio transmitter. And I would just like to say that the space that the equipment takes up is about the same as the average sort of hi-fi unit, like radiograms, something like that, about that much space, plus a fella to look after the equipment, and basically that's all there would be. Going on with the music now, and this is the B-side of Blackberry Way by The Move, which was released in 1969, and this is a record that I rather like, and it's something, but I'd better give you the mail address just in case you haven't got it. The mail address is MAR, that's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. So I'll just give you it once more, that's MAR 22, Beech Grove, Wallasey, Merseyside. And that's The Move and Something. At least it should be coming up anyway, with any luck. That's if the record isn't actually jumping. I think it's got a bit of a warp. I think it's got a bit of a warp in it, yeah. No, I'm afraid it's not going to be. Yeah, so I'm afraid we're not going to be able to have that one on, so if you just bear with me while I sort another record out. Yeah, so the first one that's come to hand here is Yellow River by Christie, so we're going on with that now. Just gone 20 to 3 there, and that's Christie and Yellow River. And I'm Bert Williams, and I'm taking you through till 6 p.m. on Maryland Alternative Radio, and we operate on 266 meters, that's 1125 kilohertz in the medium wave band. And we are the continuing sound of Pardis Radio, Freedom Radio, over Merseyside. Got a letter now. From Amanda Clark. That's Amanda Clark in Edge Lane in Liverpool. Thanks for writing in to me. And you say that well, it's nice to know that somebody supports a lot of my philosophies on life, death and religion and so on. And you say it's really really great to hear about Mike Stands. You find it interesting. And you'd ask if I can play a record. So what I'll do, I'll try and sort this record out that you want, and I'll try and play it for you in a few moments' time, or as soon as I can sort it out. So, and you say you like listen to all the golden oldies. Anyway, thanks for writing in, and I'll be coming back to your letter in just a little bit later when I sort out the appropriate record. In the meantime, I'm going on now with a record from Vicky Leandros. That's her biggest hit from the mid-1970s. And this is Come What May.
There were times in the days gone by when I thought I was living, having fun with all the friends I knew. Now it seems oh so long ago, for my life changed completely from the moment I met you. Come what may, past was like, I will live for tomorrow. Yesterday is very far away. Now you're here, everything is new. You are all that I long for, and I long for you to stay. Come what may,
wedding bells, early morning dew.
That's from 1970 there, and that's an Irish Irish girl by the name of Dinah, and all kinds of everything. And I've got a little letter now from an Irish station, or somebody that's concerned with the Irish stations. I haven't actually read it yet. You say you'd be very grateful if we could play a request for all the team on Southside Radio on 300 metres, broadcasting from Bay, County Wicklow, Ireland, especially Barry. Also, could you send me some stickers? I'm just trying to see if I can see what time you wanted it. Yeah, I'm just browsing through the letter now. You don't say what you want. I'll just take a look through here. So you can just bear with me a moment while I browse through this letters. You say you are also interested in technical information. I don't think you've actually said what the request is. So I'll just generally play a record. This is a favourite of mine from Jerry and the Pacemakers, which I had on anyway. Let's see. What am I better try and sort another record out here. Yeah, so I've got one by the Seekers now, and this is going out to all you fellas in Ireland there, on all the Irish stations, and this is the Seekers in a world of our own. We're certainly in a world of our own on these stations.
Close the door, light the light, we're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away, just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind us there, and I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world.
Seekers there, and a world of our own. It's a world of our own from 1965. Got a record for a letter, I should say, from Her Majesty's prison in Liverpool. I think it's Hornby Road, Liverpool. No, it must be Walton. And it's from David Foster. And you say you very much enjoy listening to the station. And you would like you would like the station to have a sort of a northern soul spot. Well, any of the other DJs that are listening, if you're listening, well, if you can range any Northern Soul spots, I'm not too much into Northern Soul music myself. If anybody connected with the station here is interested and listening at the moment, and you'd like to fit one in, well, we can do that. But at the moment, I've got so much on my mind that I probably won't remember to communicate the message to the others on the station, because I'm just so busy with other things. So thanks for writing in, David Faston. This is going out to David Faston, all the fellas over there in Walton. And this is by the Rolling Stones. Jumping Jack Flash is the title of this one. Just coming up to 3 o'clock, and that's Jumping Jack Flash going out to all you fellas over there in Walton Prison. Thanks for writing in, David Foster. And just coming up to 3 now on Maryland Alternative Radio. Unfortunately, I haven't got the station's theme again because it's been left in Studio 1. And we have 2 studios, you see, because after a person's done a show, all the records are usually scattered all over the place and everything. So we have a sort of a fresh studio where the fella can just walk in and do his new show. I've got a letter here from Clyde Cheaton in near Blackburn. I think it's Rishton near Blackburn. Thanks for writing in. And I'm afraid, well, you're asking for a reply. Well, I'm afraid we haven't really sort of got time to reply to letters at the moment. And we haven't got a letter organized, a person for replying to letters organized yet. I'm afraid we can't send you a QSL. You're asking who could we send any background information on the station. Well, we have in fact been going for a number of years as a different station. Formerly we were Radio 252, but we didn't used to broadcast very regular. We've been going for many, many years. We have, as long as what the other station, Jackie, has been going, if not longer, but we haven't been on regular when we were 252, and also we only used to broadcast late at night at irregular times. He asked for details of the station power. Well, I'm afraid I can't give you that because this is confidential information. And you also timetable. Well, we're on Saturdays and Sundays, every Saturdays and Sundays, from 10 a.m. in the morning until the midnight or 2 a.m. the following morning. Let's see. 16 hours a day broadcasting every Saturday and Sunday from Mirzaland Alternative Radio. You're asking a few other little things here. No, there isn't. I don't think there's any other stations in the Northwest that we know of anyway, because if they are the stations similar to us, they must be very low powered and very irregular or whatever. I don't think it'll go into too many details in over the air. Thanks for writing in, Clive Cheaton. And now we've got an audition tape that's been sent into the station by a DJ, because I think you may remember, and a few weeks ago we were asking for us to send in tapes and apply for the position of DJ. So this is an audition tape. By a new DJ, he's hoping to be with the station in a week or so. And so he should be coming up in just a moment. He's got his own sort of introduction all laid on everything.
It's the sheepdog! Yeah, baby, it's the sheepdog! Sheepdog, sheepdog! Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, that's a new DJ that'll be with us in a week or so. What am I doing now? Just take a look at the time. It's just gone 3:05, and this is Mirzaland Alternative Radio on 266 metres, 1125 kilohertz, in the medium wave band. And I'm Bert Williams taking you through until 6 p.m. and I'll be with you at this time every Saturday and Sunday. Got a letter now from John Looker in Morton on the Widdle. Thanks for writing in. Your writing's a bit small. I'm afraid I'm having difficulty in making it out. And you mention a large number of stations on here. But anyway, thanks for writing in. And I've got a record now by the Rolling Stones. That's the Rolling Stones. And this is, well, this must be of interest to all those people who have listened to my comments on religion and astrophysics and the universe and so on. This is the Rolling Stones and 2,000 light years away from home. Coming up now. That's the Rolling Stones in 2,000 light years from home. And I got a work, QSL from DXer. That's the Bristol Pathfinder DX Club, and this is from Patricia Lohman in Ireland, Dublin 5 in Ireland. Thanks for writing in with your reception report. You say our reception's very good. Anyway, thanks for writing in. That's but one of the things is, I would just like to say, is that we're very busy and we don't get many much chance of replying to letters and QSL cards with other matters with the station. So apologies if you don't receive a reply. Anyway, got a favourite of mine coming up now by Jerry and the Pacemakers. I was going to put another record on, but unfortunately, the record centre that I've got here for putting centre in, going into the centre of records, because some of the records haven't got any centres in, I can't find it, so I'm putting this one on. This is a favourite of mine that I've played a few times. Jerry and the Pacemakers and Walk Hand in Hand from 1965.
Walk hand in hand with me through all eternity. Have faith, believe in me. Give me your hand. Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand, be not afraid, for I am with you all the while.